You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Today we'll be talking about one of the most important topics in society and as a part of being people, and that is the idea of the unborn. When does life begin? When are people people? Well, there is a movement that has come to Oklahoma, a conversation based on the idea of personhood. And joining me today on the broadcast are two experts in this field who are really heroes for humanity, have been champions for life in Oklahoma. Oklahoma Baptists know them very well from their efforts through the public policy-making process. I refer to Tony Lowinger, State Chairman of Oklahomans for Life, and Kevin Calvey, who is serving as State Vice Chair of Oklahomans for Life, and who also, for a number of years, served in the House of Representatives representing Del City. Gentlemen, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Well, thanks. Great to be here, Brian.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Well, I mentioned this movement has come to Oklahoma. Could you first talk about what is this idea of personhood?
Well, personhood is very simple. It's the concept that we recognize the scientific fact that human life begins at conception. That's not a matter of opinion. That's a matter of simple scientific fact. And then in addition, the notion of personhood would recognize that all human beings deserve the right to life. I mean, that's something that Scripture talks about before I knew you, even in your mother's womb. Also, our own American Declaration of Independence. It recognizes that the first and foremost right that people have is the right to life.
That's a good point, Kevin. And just philosophically, as Christians, it's part of our faith. It's part of who we are and the created order. Now, more specifically, there has been a public policy movement afoot. Could you take us into what is the personhood public policy movement?
Well, Brian, the U.S. Supreme Court in the Roe v. Wade decision made the statement that we need not resolve the difficult question of when life begins. They feigned ignorance about the irrefutable biological fact that life begins at conception. This movement to establish personhood for the unborn child recognizes that the unborn is a living member of our human family, deserves recognition as such, deserves the respect of other human beings, and the educational value of this legislation, the Personhood Act, we believe would lead many Oklahomans to respect and protect the unborn child, and would indeed lead many mothers to choose life for her baby rather than abortion.
Now, many people might think, well, that may be a problem in New York, California, but abortion doesn't really happen much here in Oklahoma. Well, we know from looking at the numbers, just of those recorded, there are thousands of abortions performed each year, some 6,000+. Tony, you've worked tirelessly to bring pro-life legislation to Oklahoma. You have served your state well in that regard. But you know that anytime the pro-life subject comes up, there's bound to be opposition. You have been part of in championing and educating about Senate Bill 1433. Could you talk about this bill, this specific manifestation that's come to Oklahoma on the Personhood Act?
The bill is modeled after a law in Missouri that was passed in 1986 and was upheld by the United States Supreme Court in 1989 in the Webster decision. And it establishes that human life begins at conception and that the unborn child has rights. We know from the 23-year track record in Missouri what this bill does and what it doesn't do. There have been many things said about the bill by critics alleging that it would, for example, prohibit in vitro fertilization, and that is false. That is not the case. This does not prohibit in vitro fertilization. It does not prohibit contraception. These are some of the things that have been said about the bill by the opponents, and they are absolutely untrue, and we have the track record of Missouri that proves that it's untrue.
That's a good point. Yeah, immediately there was misinformation and concerns, a lot of which is understandable. People feel very sensitively about these issues, but I think you all have done a great job of demonstrating that these concerns are unfounded.
Well, we've tried. Of course, when you're dealing with opponents who, quite frankly, to put it bluntly, kill babies for a living, these are people who won't bat an eye at lesser offenses like lying. And so that's what we're up against. We try to present the truth of what this does. And, it'd be great if we could pass a law that would outlaw abortion for good. But, we have to deal with the U.S. Supreme Court, unfortunately. And right now, they would not allow such a law to go into effect. But this is a great step that we can take that can help demonstrate our state's support for the right to life, and as Tony mentioned, help demonstrate to women who are considering abortion that there is another person to be considered here. So it is a very important step. And let me just add that how much we greatly appreciate Oklahoma Southern Baptists for their heroic efforts. I'm no hero, but there are people in the pro-life movement who are, and many of them are good Southern Baptists, and we just is absolutely indispensable the support for pro-life measures by Oklahoma Southern Baptists to get these things done. So God bless you all.
Thank you, Kevin. And you mentioned Oklahoma Baptists. In November of 2011, we did pass a resolution affirming our belief in the full personhood of the unborn. Dr. Jordan has spoken just this year in favor of this issue, this conversation coming to Oklahoma, even this law, this proposed law. Someone who may be listening to our voices now thinks, well, I'm pro-life, and I believe the unborn is a person, and I want this law to come to Oklahoma. What do I do now? I'm a citizen. How could I get involved?
Well, One practical way would be to go to our Oklahomans for Life website, www.okforlife.org. And there is a feature where you can click to find your own legislators. And then you scroll down after you enter your address to your state representative. And the name and the email address and the phone number of your state representative will be given there. This bill is now in the House of Representatives. It has passed the Senate, and it is on the members of the House of Representatives that we need now to make our voices heard, and that would be a great help if people can do that.
Very good. And Kevin, just thinking back to your days serving as a legislator, what impact would someone's call or letter or email or visit have in your decision making?
Well, certainly, contacts, particularly from one's own constituents, are very, very important. I would say if you had to rank it in a hierarchy, a personal visit is the most effective. Obviously, for some people who live a long ways away or whose work schedule doesn't permit that, the next best thing would be a personal phone call. And the next best thing after that would be an email or some other such kind, or a letter, even though it takes a little bit longer. So that's kind of the hierarchy, I would say, as far as what's the most effective thing.
Very good. We're talking to Tony Lowinger and Kevin Calvey of Oklahomans for Life. The topic is the Personhood Act and what you can do to support the unborn in Oklahoma. The Bible says the law is our tutor. And I want to end on one final point. You mentioned that this law would have a great statement effect, and there are no punitive measures, no in vitro fertilization doctors would fear any penalties, no people's contraception would be taken away. The Missouri law bears that out very, very clearly. But talk about the law and its potency to make a statement to a watching world.
Well, This law would affirm the value of human life. It would establish the foundational principle that life begins at conception and that life is of great value. It would lead many Oklahomans to err on the side of life, to give the benefit of the doubt to life. And even though it won't control anyone's behavior, we believe that it would definitely influence many women to allow their babies to live.
And I might add that a lot of people, unfortunately, equate what's moral with simply what's legal. As we know, there are many things that are immoral that aren't illegal. So having a law like this will help reach some additional people who maybe might not otherwise be reached by their conscience or faith, but may by this law be educated, be tutored, as you mentioned from Scripture, to choose life.
Very good. You know, one thing I especially like about you all is you're pro-life, but you're not mad about it, and you're motivated by love. And Oklahoma Baptists do so much in conjunction with Catholics and others to help those in an unplanned pregnancy to share the love of Christ and to be the hands and feet of Him who saved us from our sins. And this is a great opportunity to be involved. Again, everyone Google Personhood Act Oklahoma or go to the Oklahomans for Life website to find out more of how you can be effective in the hands of God and take a stand for life. Gentlemen, thank you for coming to Messenger Insight. We'll have you back on the broadcast.
Excellent. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Blessings,
Brian,
to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.